Good morning, this is quasi-indefatigable journalist. I'm Jay Nimro, and I'm still talking about the Order of Aaron. I need to be careful if this doesn't go too far. If this doesn't, that I don't, make problems for myself and the church. You have to understand, the church is very, hierarchical. Certainly, that these things don't become, codified in the church unless somebody else, unless, like, the apostles codify it. You start making it a requirement for advancement in the priesthood or some such. I've always been wondering, you know, I think duty to God, I think it's important that those who, the requirements of the Duty to God Award have some influence as to whether young men get advanced in the priesthood. It's not simply a question of, well, I'm 14 years old, I should be a teacher now. And it's like, no. It's not a question of that. It's a question of, show me the fruits of your labor. Show me what you've done. To let me know that you need to be a teacher. We're not just gonna bump you up, you know. If you don't do what's required this far, I'm not interested. I'm not terribly interested in you advancing. I'm not terribly interested in when you turn the ripe old age of 18 or 19 that we just go, well, they're adults now. They need to have them get the priesthood. Said no. Those who do not have the preparation needed, to do that, and I don't mean years and years and years, but show by their fruits with what they have been given that they'll be given more. And if they don't, well, I guess they don't. And they don't get it. It isn't something that's just out there and that you go, oh, well, here it is, you know, woohoo. You know, that these things are serious, that we don't just let these things just go passively. You know, that's bothersome. I would just as soon have 100,000 prospective elders than to have 100,000 deadbeat elders. You know, I really don't want that in the church. And I don't really think the brethren want that. I think they struggle. Do they struggle with men being made elders who aren't worthy, who shouldn't be doing that, who have given no evidence that they should have that? We tend to just put people right up because we go, boy, you know, this will change their lives, this will make them wonderful things, let's just do it. And it'll change, and they'll change. And you go, why has not long, great, effort shown us that this isn't necessarily true. And that we need to do better. In preparation. And this might be a part of that. Not that it's going to be official. I'm never going to say it's official, but it's going to be out there. You know? Scouting wasn't started by the church. It was adopted by the church. And I kind of see this thing as kind of a kind of a group that's going to be similar to scouting. And being kind of a modern, young knight in training, squire, for lack of a better term, I suppose. And I need to look into this and see how this works so that it makes some sense. That everybody's getting prepared to be a knight. That we need more knights in the world. We need more knights, I think, so that women can actually be ladies. Women have been forced into the circumstance of having to to take on more knightly roles, take on more men's roles. Because men aren't doing it. They aren't stepping up to the plate. And men need to do that. And it's sickening to see men doing other things, not supporting their family. Not taking care of those physical needs so that women can do what women are best suited to. Instead of them having to go, well, I'm going to have to go out and make the money. I'm going to have to do the majority of what needs to be done. Or else, we're not going to make it. That's sick, and it's twisted, and I'm sorry, I put the major part of that on men. And I don't want to be a negative person. I don't want to do that. But you do need to say, man, you're not living up to your knightly potential. You're not living up to your godly potential. God doesn't behave like that. Why do you behave like that? You'll never amount to anything important. You'll never be great. You'll never do any of this stuff. Unless you can take care of all these needs. And be greater men than we have right now. Right now we don't have great men. We have boys. We have a bunch of boys that play around. And I've never been too interested in that. I've never found happiness in just being that. I always wanted to be more than that. That's why I wrote. That's why I did so many things. So what constitutes a modern knight? What preparation? What is the ultimate goal? Not the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is to get back to God and go through the training to become a god. What we do here on earth is simply to become great men. The noble and great ones, as the scripture says. And what that entails. And what those kind of men do. I think we don't have a lot of understanding of the greatness of men for the simple reason that our examples say from scripture, for instance, especially the biblical accounts, don't say a lot. They don't really say a lot. We get a lot of the preaching of prophets. The day-to-day living sort of things that we have aren't really about adult men. Take, for instance, Genesis. I just got done with Genesis. We're working, and our family's working on going to read Exodus in the New Testament. These stories really tend to be, and I guess it was because the record was mostly kept by the women, I guess. I don't know. These people are very, they're very much, it's mostly about kids and how they're raised. It's mostly about the infighting amongst women. There's little snippets, but you really have to kind of draw out your own conclusions about the men, because we don't really hear much about how they lived their lives, you know. They were mostly working at their jobs, and they would just simply worship God. And they didn't really get involved in other things. You know, that was mostly left to women to deal with children in a lot of stories in Genesis, which is where we get a lot of our information about what's manly, what's good, what's great, comes from those stories. I mean, we have the stories. Of course, Adam is really thrashed in the Bible. Enoch, the really good one, is has what, two verses in the whole thing. Spend a whole lot more time about the evil and the depravity, and we have even a better genealogy of Cain's descendants than we do of Seth, the good son that lived. We have all these things. We really don't know much about good out of Genesis. We know more about evil, about depravity, about women, and about children than we do about men. And I think we need to find more of the ethic of a knightly man. Now, you can say it's Christ-like, but from what I've seen of most people, most men that try to do what the Christians say is Christ-like, they're pansies. They're absolute milquetoast. They couldn't stand up to anything and anyone because because they see Christ and they see the apostles as being people who are kind of wimpy. Well, they look at Paul, who was, I don't want to say bad things about Paul, but the perception that comes out that Paul is kind of nasty, obnoxious, in-your-face sort of a person. And those who kind of take upon his things become that kind of a person. It's not necessarily a good thing. Especially if you don't have the guidance of the Spirit to help you along, to tell you this is what you need to do. We need to come up, and I need to come up with a modern definition of, and a modern knightliness. What a great man looks like. and this thing needs to be tied tied strongly to producing that kind of a man. All the activities need to focus on that. It needs to be based on gospel principles, of course. But with those terms that people can say, I know this, find those similarities between old knights in armor going out to do battle or to do great acts of chivalry, and God's conception of what he wants men to be in a priesthood sense. And that when we do all these things, hopefully it'll gel together into something that's strong and persuasive and inspiring. That's the biggest thing I want to be. I want this to be inspiring. I want men to aspire to this. That's what they want to do. And I think some of these other things, it really doesn't lead to anything. Scouting really doesn't lead to anything. It just keeps you busy. It's not that the things that they're having you do is bad, but it doesn't really lead anywhere. Well, you'll get your Eagle Scout, and then, well, it's over. And you go, well, I'm done at the grand old age of 13. It becomes just like school. And I'm sorry, school doesn't inspire anybody. Didn't inspire me. I don't see a lot of kids that are inspired by school. You're going to get smart so that you can go out and make lots of money. You know, money's a poor motivator. I know a lot of people find themselves driven by money, but that's only because there's nothing else to drive them. There's nothing else that's any better. Our society only gives you one thing. Your worth is measured by how many dollars you earn or how much power the money that you have gives influence to you. And honestly, a lot of people don't find that intriguing, do not find that inspirational, because you see so many evil people doing so well that way. And the whole point about money is being a liar, a cheater, and a thief is goes so much further toward accomplishing what society says is important. So you have to go beyond that. You know, you have to have gatherings of people who are great men. Not in so much the sense of money, but in the sense of doing godly things, being a great servant of God, being entrusted with people and their progression, things like that. That these things are more important than anything else. That money is just a tool to be able to do this better. And that's really what we want. We want to have those kinds of abilities. That's really what I want this thing to accomplish. That's what I want it to be. I'm not going to kill myself doing a lot of scriptural backup for it. Christians are good at that. Mainline Christians, I'm going to let them do it. And I'm going to have to be the leader of this until somebody else until man or, you know what, I get to give it up when I want to because it's going to be mine. And these things are going to be, if the church wants to take it on and wants to be a part of this kind of thing, they're just going to have to, we're just going to have to get together and decide how that's going to be, if they want to suck this in, or if they just want to keep it separate and make it happen. Anyway, the time's up. This is Jane Emerald. You're listening to Quasi-Indefatigable Zenlist. And, here's hoping that the Order of Aaron will do something great, that it'll be able to be inspirational, that I can use my talents and skills to do it. I hope, and I'll strive for the inspiration of God to make it happen. And I feel like saying, I say his name, Jesus Christ, amen, but that's not appropriate. Like bearing your testimony. I hope it's going to be done. And I want you to have a good day, and I want you to try hard, and I want you to be a better person than you are. And so have a nice day. Bye.